Oh, that fly is going to drive me crazy.
Really?
The whole thing. Yeah. I know he's going to fly in my fucking face. Content. Let's do a podcast. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, there he is.
He's so big too.
He's so coming right at me. And when he comes right at me, he gets in the black over there.
Hopefully he just stays. Episode 140. Let's do it.
Ooh, GMAT.
Yay. Hello and welcome to episode 140 of the GMAT podcast featuring Two Less Teeth.
Hello, everybody. I don't really like babies.
Today's episode of the GMAT podcast is brought to you by our merch, which is available at teespring.com/stores/TheRealGMAT. Get yourself some GMAT merch, please. We need to see some more merch ripped on the Instagram. That intro was brought to you by... Oh, it's also brought to you by Manscaped. Don't forget about Manscaped. Manscaped. We love Manscaped.
So much.
I did that intro. We're out of intros. So if you'd like to submit an intro, please do so. Send your intros to contact@TheRealGMAT.tv or submit them in the Discord. Send them to me on Facebook. Just send them. I want to hear them all. Hello, everybody. My name is Matt. I just had my wisdom teeth pulled, and I'm talking for the first time in about a week. And
did you really get your wisdom teeth pulled?
Oh, big time, big time.
No.
I'm joined
by... I hadn't fucking heard about it.
I'm joined on my right by Aiden.
Hi.
And on my front by Ben.
I'm joined on my front to Ben.
It's going to be a day. It's going to be a day for
it. It's even more of a day. I can't find the fucking hand ring.
How are you guys doing?
I think about sums it up.
I think it's going to be a
weird one today.
Well, we've all been in the wars this week because you obviously last week had your wisdom teeth out.
100%. Yeah.
Aiden and I both have had to fucking listen to you talk about having your wisdom teeth out. So we've all been in the wars.
Have I really spoken about it that much? I feel like I've been recluse and hidden in the shadows.
Every time I've spoken to you, it's been... And fair enough too, because it's rough.
Nah, not fair enough. Get over it.
It's two times you're like, you want to hang out? I'm like, no.
Do you feel bad? You feel terrible and you feel a little down. Why? Like, just to get you to do something else. It's not like I was sitting there like... I'm going to make him push through his pain.
This friendship is for your benefit. He's not doing it for him.
Well, those
he doesn't even want
were.
To hang out with you.
Those
he would prefer
were.
Not to, especially given the situation you were in with your teeth
it's
and your whinging.
It's also any time I saw you post online, it was wisdom teeth. So it seems like you were thinking about wisdom teeth a lot. So every time I interacted with you, it was mostly wisdom teeth. But I was,
and how
I was
much percentage
it.
Of it was you wanting to play Love Letter? Be honest
none,
with me.
None, zero.
He's lying.
No, zero.
At least 50%.
Didn't come into my mind at all.
He messaged me the other day, and this was I want to say like day four.
Let me just set it up. We had talked the day before, and he was like, "I just am just feeling so down. I'm like, I just don't feel great." So the next day, I thought I would message him and say, "Hey, if you're feeling really shitty, and you said you're not even playing video games or whatever, I can just come over, and we can just hang out, like just so you do something different, or even go for a drive and get you some ice cream or something, so you're not
your
sitting in the fucking sitting in the thing like my teeth feet."
Yeah, but I was in such a place that I couldn't I like moving around was hurting.
You said it. I can't even think about it, and I was like, that's fair enough.
I was also very weak. Not being able to eat is really that's the worst part. The pain was fairly manageable. Yeah. Day 3 and 4 was pretty bad, but like the pain on a whole has been pretty manageable. But I have been so hungry. Not allowed to get food in the wounds. I have to all the soups and stuff that I have to eat have to be like blended so there's no chunks. Stop that. I don't like that.
A lot of broth.
He's looking at me in the mirror. Yeah, yeah. But like even the broth has to be then blended up so I don't get like little herbs and shit in my holes. And then the
it's herbs
like,
in my holes.
I don't want to get herbs in my holes. And so you have to like eat and then you have to wash it out with salt water, which stings on the wounds.
Yeah.
And then you're like, it's just such a problem. Like even eating was a pain in the ass because I'm like, I'm going to have to eat. I have to like put it to the back of my throat and swallow it so I don't get any of my things. Yeah. Then I have to do the salt water rinse and then sit there and be like, I'm still hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't fun at all. It wasn't.
Did you drink a lot of water so you wouldn't feel
so
hungry?
Much water.
Yeah.
So much water.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been an interesting week. I haven't done anything this week, so I don't have many notes. But I would I'd really like to talk about the procedure,
please,
and how it went down. But it's a long story. So do you want to jump in with anything first? I don't want to fucking bore everybody off the.
I don't have a lot.
You got a lot?
No, I started uni, so I've been fucking
been like that.
This week's been pretty chock-a-block, and last week too. It's been a good, really good time to have you do your wisdom teeth.
Fuck off, fly.
I don't have time.
My wisdom teeth are really convenient.
It was a great time because imagine if I had nothing to do and all I wanted to do was hang out, which was not true. I was too busy. I can't laugh.
No, it feels weird to smile still. Oh, anyways, sorry.
It's good to laugh. It feels good. I also went to the dentist, but you tell yours. It was weird after I messaged you on the day, didn't I? Yeah. I said that how weird is this? That. I haven't been to the dentist since primary school. So it's been like 20 years or some shit. And then suddenly we're both going to the dentist on the same day.
And I was like,
I told George and she was like, so, I mean, you got to go to the dentist.
Oh my God.
What?
Doesn't that drive you crazy?
Yeah.
When coincidences like that happen.
Yeah.
No one cares.
But then when you watch fucking the Vanishing at the Cecil Hotel and they're like, isn't it weird that the name's the same? I'm like, no, that's not a coincidence that matters. That's a sought out coincidence. This is a real.
Me and a close friend went to the dentist on the same day, guys.
20 years.
But anyway. It's not like we go to the dentist every week and like, oh my God, this Thursday it's lining up.
Yeah, but it's the dentist. It's probably the most mundane coincidence you can have.
But still very spooky.
Strange. A weird coincidence is one time I saw a high school friend who used to bully me and we both went and got shameful Hungry Jacks at like 8 o'clock in the morning and we both parked next to each other. We looked at each other and we were like, oh, this is terrible. That's a coincidence.
That is a coincidence.
Is it?
Yeah.
I like that.
Then we fucked. We didn't.
I was kind of hoping that you would. That's why I was like, "What dentist are you going to?" Because I'm like, I want a buddy there. Because then I was in the waiting
of all room. The people to have there. Would you really want me?
Anyone? Just to be mean to me to take my mind off.
You just want some.
Well, if that's what you wanted, I can definitely fill that <large. laughs> infected wound for you.
So the day I was nervous about getting them out because I had to get it out in the chair.
And then you had to get your teeth worked on.
Yeah, big time. You're a dickhead. Because I couldn't get put under, so I had to be awake while I got it done. And one of them's impacted, which meant one of them's out and one of them's impacted. So they have to like cut into the gums and pull it out because it was sideways. And the other one, they just pull out like a regular tooth.
You said this is going to be a long story. I feel like we're really humming through the details here.
Sorry. Really?
No, because that's not the, this is the setup.
All right, so they already knew this. They did x-rays and stuff.
So I did x-rays.
This is what's going to happen.
My left wisdom tooth was sideways under the gums. And that's impacted, so it's in the jawbone. It's going to be a bit of work to get it out, but it's preventative. If it grows in sideways, I can fuck up my teeth and we come infected. It'd be a whole thing.
Archaeological type removal.
Big time.
One.
Yeah, big time.
A lot of dusting. Tink,
tink. And the other one, they didn't say the other one was going to be easy, but I was like, it's poked out of the gum. It's as high as the other teeth. It'd just take it out. Turns out it was easy.
It'd be like a normal extraction.
Exactly. Wisdom teeth generally are a little bit harder, but.
Why don't you just leave the other one if it was up there and just hanging out?
Because that one was the one that was up and has started pushing and causing all this pressure.
It's growing the wrong way.
Right.
Now that it's come in, it's too much. Too
wasn't
much.
Wasn't so wise.
No, that one wasn't growing the wrong way. That one's growing the right way, but there's not enough room in my mouth.
Your small head.
I got a small mouth.
Holy fuck.
Little baby mouth.
Yeah.
The joke is ruined.
So yeah, on the night before, I was really nervous and I posted on Facebook, like, hey, has anybody had it done in the chair? With happy gas and anesthetic, tell me how it went down.
No bad stories.
Not a single bad story.
No, but you said no bad stories.
Oh, yeah. Although two people did also put bad stories. Like, I was like, no bad stories. And then the comments, someone's like, oh, yeah, commenting on someone else's story. And it's like, mine got hella infected. And I was like, you fucking.
Shut the fuck up. I went there, got my wisdom teeth out, and the next day my nan died.
What a coincidence.
So everyone was like, you know, it's easy enough. You don't feel a thing. It's a little bit strange, but you don't. It's painless and whatever. And the recovery is pretty easy.
Yeah,
was generally how it went down. And so the next day I go to the dentist. I'm in the waiting room and I'm super nervous. I can't sit down, so I'm standing up in the waiting room, just smacking my legs and walking around. You know, fuck, I don't want to do this. And then I went in there, and the dentist knows that I'm afraid of the dentist. So he was really nice and he was...
Every time he comes in, ah!
And he was like, he's like, you know what? If you don't want to do it, because I was telling him, I'm like, I want to fucking run out the door. And he's like, well, it's still your decision. Fuck off, fly.
It's all over my face.
He's like, it's still your decision. If you want to not do it, I want to have you on board, you know, because when you get in the chair, it's going to be an hour and we need you. You're going to be there the whole time.
Of course you
yeah.
would.
He's like,
I'm going to pop out and grab a fizzy drink. Does anyone want anything?
I'll keep my teeth here.
I think what he meant was, you can't bail at 30 minutes in. Right. And I was like, no, let's do it. Let's get it done. And they are, what I didn't really express when I was I mentioned on the stream sort of what happened, but I had a real panic attack when I first got in the chair. They gave me the gas. They put the anesthetic in my mouth, which, by the way, the needle in the gum
is so long.
It
goes in.
Yeah. And I was surprised. It didn't hurt on one side. On the other side, it hurt a lot. Because
they're trying to get to the nerve.
Exactly. And he was like, it's good that it hurts. And I'm like, is it? Like, that means we're hitting the nerve. And I'm like, okay, we'll do the left side again because that one didn't hurt so much. And so they did that. And then my tongue felt like it was swollen. And I just remember being like, and they're like, I went to get up.
I can't breathe.
It was like that. And the doctor put his hand on my chest and he was like, just relax, relax. Like,
little boy.
Now. And I remember saying stuff like, it was really bad. I was saying stuff like, I've got to get out of here. Like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. So I'm high on happy gas. Get out of here. And my tongue is swollen. I'm like,
happy laughing gas. I got to get out of here.
And so he was like, just, you know, take a second, you know, think about it. You don't have to do it. You know, all this will wear off in 5 minutes. He said, we'll give you a bit more oxygen. So the gas was fucking me up. And then I kind of calmed down. I was like, okay, all right, this is fine. And I was like, all right, let's do it. Let's do it. And they were playing Led Zeppelin as well. I asked them to play Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Cause they're like, they let you pick the music. I was like, let's put on some Zeppelin. And halfway through it changed to another band. That really pissed me off. But they didn't know because he was a dentist. He doesn't know what Zeppelin is. He's a fucking nerd. So they do the first tooth, which is the one that's up. And by the way, I was thinking, I wanted to say to him, hey, work on the hard tooth first.
When everything's really numb.
Well, I just meant like, I feel like put your best work in on the hard tooth. You know, you're like, you eat the best thing last. Like you save your goods for the end. Like eat your veggies first and then eat your, you know, that sort of theory. I was like, do the hard tooth first and then finish off with the easy one. Is that a dumb theory? Because he went for the easy one first.
I would rather him do the easy one.
First?
Yeah, because the hard one takes so long as he's exhausted and then the easy one turns it, then he like kind of fucks up because he's tired.
Didn't even think about that. No, you're right.
He's like, oh, my wrists and fingers.
Yeah, no, you're right.
But you know what you're in for because they've done the x-rays and stuff. He knows what the process is. He's not going to get there and be like, wait a minute.
Well, I didn't know he had the x-rays. So this story bothered me for days.
Well, you see, the thing is, he's been telling this story for weeks so many times that he's really got it fine-tuned now.
So I got the story raw as still a little high on the way home. And he didn't say they got x-rays. So he's like, the tooth and the this.
Oh, wait, we'll get there.
The bit that and I was like, how do they not know any of this shit? Yeah,
I also gave him Aiden the wrong story in the car because I was...
someone else's tooth extraction.
I just kind of misheard what the dentist said and then told him some shit about my jawbone. So they do the first tooth and it came out fine. And it was so unpleasant because they like, you hear them crunching the tooth and breaking the tooth and that sort of shit. And I'm like, whoa, that's too much. I fucking hated that.
Everyone says the noises are fucked.
Yeah. And the drill as well.
And the smell. Can you smell anything?
I don't remember a smell. Oh, okay. I had the gas on my nose. So
I guess so.
Yeah. But yeah, it was the drill that I can. They're going. Vroom, vroom. I'm like, what the fuck is that going into? Because I can't feel shit.
Thank God.
And they took that one out, and it was fine. He was like, okay, we've got that first tooth out. Went really well. Great work. And I was like, oh, like at that point in the procedure, I was, you know, it went so well that I was like, great. I was like, fine. Let's keep going. Fucking smash it. And that was like half an hour in. And then they start working on the other tooth.
Which is when I arrived, by the way.
By the way, yes.
I arrived, he's supposed to, he went in 3 and I got there at 3:30 to pick him up at 4.
I remember they were doing the pre-drill stuff and I heard, because me and Aiden were as far away from each other as you and I are now. Right. I'm in one room and they leave.
I'm here to get him. Where is he? Get him for me now.
Here he is.
But the doors are all open because of COVID. They can't close the doors.
What?
So doors.
I could see, I think you were on the wall next to me. Yep. Like if you're sitting on the thing, you were there. But I could see nurses with like bloody hands walking to put down bits and pieces from another thing they were doing. And I was like, holy fuck.
It could have been me because there was a lot of blood in the end.
Well, yeah, I just saw a lot of bloody hands. And I was like, oh, they've killed him. Yeah. They've killed him.
So do you want him in a bag or?
So I was laying there and I could hear as clear as day, It was I didn't hear the nurse, but I just heard Aiden go, "Yeah, I'm just here to pick up my my buddy." And I was like, "That's Aiden." Right fucking in the
tail started wagging.
Like it's almost over. Well, I thought it must almost be over.
When I heard Aiden, I was like, "Oh, we're getting to the tail end of this fucking thing." And so start working on the other tooth. What happened with the first tooth is they did some stuff. I guess it's like cutting gums and that. Mm. And then they drill and then they pull.
Mm-hmm.
And on the second tooth, they started cutting some stuff and then they drilled and then they pulled. And then they drilled and then they pulled. And then they drilled and then they drilled and then they pulled and then they drilled. And I was like, whoa, we're doing this over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And it was like the clock was ticking on and on and on and on. And I was like, I feel like this is going forever. And then he starts drilling and then this sharp pain went right through my mouth. And I jerked a little bit and he was like, and he like went, whoa, what's going on? And I was like, oh, like I was like, that fucking hurt. And he was like, all right, let's get you some more anesthetic. And they put some more anesthetic in my gum. And he was like, I need you to not jerk while I'm drilling your mouth. That's really bad. And I was like,
drill my fucking nerve, dickhead.
I was like, I don't know. So I like ended up grabbing the chair through the whole thing, like really tightly gripped. So if I did get, it happened again, I wouldn't jerk. It's just because it was painless for an hour.
That's a dickhead thing to say.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's something you can control.
Well especially if you don't know it's coming.
Yeah.
He was, I think, you know, it's the doctor dentist thing. For the start, he's very calm, very, but when it was in the procedure, it was like, all right, I'm just going to give you the cold hard facts. You can't do that because I'll drill through your fucking head.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But you didn't know it was coming and you have a drill in your nerve. That's you don't have control over that.
No,
I'm sure
I just fucking went. And I told him that later and he was like, yeah, it's just one of those things.
He's got white line fever now. He's in it.
Yeah. So he did that, put some more anesthetic in, and then they're drilling. And from this point on, excruciating pain.
Oh.
They're like drilling around the nerve and into the nerve and that sort of stuff. And I'm going there. And so from the next room, all Aiden would have heard is, me just going, grab my chair. It hurt so goddamn much. It was very, very uncomfortable. And then he goes to pull again. And then they go to the drill. I'm like, oh God, please no. So every time he went back to the drill, I was like, here we go.
Oh God.
And he goes, this is like an hour and a half or something where we're pretty past.
I've been sitting in the waiting room for an hour, which I think is the worst part of this story.
So he tells me, he's like, look, this tooth is it's impacted, you know, it's in your jawbone. We've taken out some bone in your jaw. I'm like, oh, that's what's hurting so fucking much.
You're removing my face.
Yeah, it's the structure of my head. That's what hurts.
So they're taking some bone out of the jaw. No, I remember.
Can't see through the tears.
Yeah.
It's all just waterlogged at that point.
I can't imagine you weren't crying.
I remember looking up at the TV above me that they hadn't turned on.
And you want to fucking punch someone out? Just put it on silently at least. Yeah.
The brand of the TV was like JBL, I think. Is that a brand?
No.
Yeah.
TCL probably.
What was my old soundbar?
Oh, JBL. But I didn't know they made TVs.
Yeah, me either.
And I just remember reading the three letters over and over again, going JBL, JBL. And I don't know why I was doing that.
Panic, probably. Yeah.
You should have been concentrating on the pain more.
So he says, we've taken some bone out. We don't want to keep, you know, because this is extensive. We don't want to keep you in here for much longer because it'll wear you out.
We're quite bored.
Yeah. And he's
sick of looking at this mouth. We want a new mouth in here.
He goes,
torture wears off after a while. I'm not hard anymore.
It's just the same like, the whole time. Like it's not getting more. It's not getting less. It's just sort of like.
He said we can either break the tooth in half, get rid of the bit that's touching the other teeth so I can create some space between that sideways tooth and my other teeth, which would take care of the pressure. Stitch it back up, and then it'll be fine. And he's like, you probably won't have to get it taken out for years. You might never have to get it taken out. And I was like, okay, cool. And he's like, or, you know, if you're okay, we can keep working on it. And I just had that fucking moment where I was like, do it, keep going. And really? I was like, I just wanted it out. I was like, go for 5 more minutes. If it's no good, let's close this bitch up. They didn't do anything. They couldn't do it. It was just more 5 minutes and more drilling my nerve.
I think if we poke this nerve enough, the tooth will just shoot out.
Yeah, it's like, all right, fine.
So what ended up happening is they couldn't get it out, so they had to break the tooth in half, which was such a crunchy experience.
Yep.
Real crunchy time. And then they stitch it up, cover the tooth again. He's like, you got a pretty good chance of that not getting infected. I was like, dope. And then, yeah. So but now,
before the procedure, the way you described this man was lovely and understanding and super chill with your hypochondria.
Yeah.
Is that what you just call hypochondria? And like understanding.
Hypochondriosis.
Is it really called that? like understanding and thingy bobbing. And then as soon as it like gets to go time, he's like, yeah, it might not get infected and you may not have to get it rid of. It's like, just choose your words better.
He was just giving me the facts.
Think about who you're fucking talking to.
he was like, we'll close it up. You're safe. He was trying to just tell me, but they can never say.
You can't say definitively because exactly. You'll fucking crack the shit.
Yeah, and I'll sue them and that sort of stuff. I wouldn't, but like, yeah. So they do that. They stitch it up. That took for fucking ever. There was blood all over the doctors and their hands and stuff. And I remember seeing him and like, all right, I'm going to look back at the JBL logo for a minute.
It's just blood everywhere.
Yeah. And then they, oh, you know what else was happening? The nurse that was with him, the one that I complained about who in the first one, she like shoved the thing in my mouth. It was like a fucking torture scene. Mm. Do you remember that?
No.
She was just being really rough with me when I first went to get my x-rays and that.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And she was doing like the suction and stuff. And he kept yelling at it, but in his like calm doctor-y tone, he was like, it's like, you can't, you know, it's like a da-da-da-da. Like he was explaining to her how to do it properly. And then by an hour and a half, he's obviously fucking pissed off and he's been working for an hour and a half. And he's like, look, if you keep doing it like that, you're going to cause him a lot of pain in the next few days. You need to stop. And I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, can you guys whisper this to each other? I don't need to be privy to this conversation. Yeah.
Give me a cue. I'll do it.
I did end up calling the next day to complain about her. And I was saying, look, everyone was so nice. I know this dentist is specific to people who are scared of the dentist. And she was making me really uncomfortable. And then he ended up sort of defending her, being like, look, it wasn't the best, but I was also being very particular and you know, she was doing a fine job. I just wanted her to do a perfect job. Anyways, so they do that. They put the gauze in my mouth to stop the bleeding and
you
that sort of stuff.
You can't say all of that shit in front of you and then defend her.
Yeah.
It's like, I was there, man. I heard you.
I think.
So the both of them are putting you on edge. And then when you come complain.
Not him. He wasn't putting me on edge. He was in, I knew he was in doctor mode, procedure mode. It was like facts. Like beforehand, it was calming and stuff. In the procedure, it was facts. Tell me what's happening. Just working.
Like, I guess you're never supposed to see it.
And you don't want to care about it was the patient's feelings. You just want to get it done. And then afterwards, it was back to nice and friendly and whatever. Right. I have no hostility or issues towards him at all. I feel like he did an amazing job. Or did the best he could with that fucking tooth. So they gauze me. And I remember thinking, I wanted to yell out to Aiden and be like, that sucked. Because I knew he'd hear me. But I just couldn't work out how to use my fucking mouth. And they sat me up and it was just like, it was like I'd been fucking, my whole head was just like shaking and I'd been bruised and battered. My cheeks were swollen and they stuffed the gauze in there. And he sort of was explaining stuff to me. And I was just like, I'll call you in a few days.
Yeah.
And then he like helped me up and I went out in the foyer and Aiden was there. Hey, bud.
Well, because just before he comes out, well, about half hour before, I got up and I was like, hey. Because by this point, I had figured out where he was.
I'm going to grab a toastie or something because I'm actually not supposed to be here now. I'm supposed to be gone. I've got quite a bit on.
Yeah, I've got plenty to do. And I was like, hey, I don't know. I know I'm at the right spot because I can fucking hear him. But he was supposed to be done like a half hour ago. What's up? And she was the receptionist / a nurse. But
yeah, I think all the receptionists are dentists and nurses.
I don't think she was working on you.
No.
And she was like, yeah, it's quite a lot harder than what they had anticipated. So I guess you'll just have to sit still. So I was like, oh cool. There were patients that came and left.
Oh my God.
Before you, like from four, there were people got there, left, thanks so much, paid, before you came out. And when he came out, he was like, his face was eight times bigger and he's just sort of like, that was the worst experience of my life. And I was like, oh, buddy.
It was pretty wrong.
The dentist explained, he's like, hey, he's talking too much. Don't let him talk all that much. Yeah. And I was like,
Now it'll stop him talking, concentrating on driving. Yeah. Yeah. You drive, buddy.
I'm exhausted. This couch is so uncomfortable. Here are the keys.
I'm just, this room is a bit warm. I'm feeling myself dozing off. You should probably drive.
Yeah, Matt. I'm not safe.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That the quote that sticks in my head was what the dentist told you. Do you remember what you told me? He was like, he was in the car. And I was like, so how'd it go? And then he looked at me and he's like, the dentist said, that couldn't have gone worse. So I'm thinking this whole week. I'm like, it's not terrible. I've had it done. So many people have had it done. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. And then the one guy, that can't have the terrible one. It's like the dentist's like, yeah, that could have gone worse. They're going to do a dentist medical journal on the procedure.
I don't even remember the drive home.
Oh, really?
No, not at all.
You blew me, which was weird.
My mouth was fucking sore. Yeah. Wouldn't have felt a thing.
Yeah, the procedure was fine. It was the roadhead that really... It's like you can't wait to get infected.
So I get home.
Swallow it.
Beck's working, by the way. That's why Beck couldn't pick me up. But she's working home.
Beck was messaging me from 4. She was like, hey, is he done? And I was like, no, the dentist said it's fucked up. And she was like, oh, my God. And I was like, I'll get him back whenever I get him back.
She was in tears when I got home.
Yeah.
Aiden dropped me in.
Why was she in tears?
She was just upset for me.
When he came in, his face was huge. He still had blood on his mouth, and he was like,
"And my shirt."
He was like, "That was really that was the worst thing that's ever happened to me." And she, that was emotional. It was an emotional moment.
It was. And then I when it was done, and I was able to talk to her for a second, I was just like, I was. I just couldn't. I just started
it's
fucking
traumatizing.
And like, it wasn't real tiring. Crying. It was just kind of like just tears, kind of. I was like, that was just really fucking bad. I was like, there's nothing. You know,
exhausted. In the car.
Really exhausted. And I had to keep dabbing my lip, but you after you get the anesthetic,
can't feel it.
Can't feel fuck. So yeah, and I ended up laying on the bed for a little while, just sitting up, just kind of like I don't even know what to do. I'm just gonna sit here for a bit, and Beck's got her back to me. Because she's working on that, you know, she keeps turning around every now and again to check on me. And then she turns around, she goes, oh, Matt. I was like, what? And I look down, I'm just pouring blood out of my mouth all over my shirt. And like, I looked down and what I saw was just like this, all this blood coming out of my mouth. And I was like, oh shit. That's what I did. I went like, oh. And I went off to the bathroom and kind of like wiped things and did that.
Did you have the whole like... Why do we even need fucking teeth? Fuck this.
the 2 or 3 days, well, the 5 days afterwards, which are the worst, was the worst part. I was like, if I could go back, I'd just not do it. Not even preventative. Fuck it. I'd rather have the pressure than this. Just this 1 week of recovery. It sucked. It's been a very, very shitty week. And I tried working. I can't eat, but the only painkillers they give you is Panadol and Nurofen because codeine makes people vomit. They don't want you to vomit in your wounds naturally.
What about like Endone? That shit doesn't make you puke.
Doesn't Endone have codeine in it?
It's pretty full on as well.
I know. That one's like you've just had, like you've broken your arms.
What about Panadine Fort? Has that got codeine in it?
Yeah.
Right.
So I was taking that, but. If you take Nurofen on an empty stomach, it gets your acids in your stomach going, then you feel really nauseous. So it was just a week of like battling nausea and being like, come on, sit down because I can't vomit.
You shouldn't have painkillers on an empty stomach anyhow.
It was so hard.
Like, how can you have anything?
Yeah. I was eating.
Could have astronaut food.
Got back in a custard. That was pretty much the best part of the week.
Really?
But you can't really taste it because you're just putting it straight to the back of your mouth and going like a pelican. So I don't get in your wounds.
You should have had like sustagen and like buttermilk.
Yeah, I started having protein shakes on like day 3, and that made me feel a lot better. Getting some, just
you're eating like a dying old person.
Yeah, yeah. I'm back on. So I had my first solids yesterday.
Ooh, what'd you have?
I had a cheeseburger.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I got a Macca's cheeseburger because I knew it'd turn into mush.
Of course it does.
And I have to chew with my front teeth. It was
90% sugar.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Brushing your teeth also is really weird when you've got stitches in your mouth. Also, they stitch up one side. The other side's great. This side's been a dream. But the one that was impacted, they have to stitch up. So the stitches are scratching against my tongue. They hated the stitches.
They dissolve, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I have to go in next Thursday to get whatever's left pulled out. But they do dissolve. And brushing, I have to be like really gentle around that area. And I remember having a bit of stitch come out, and I was like, what the fuck? And I panicked, and I have to be like on the lookout for dry socket and infection because of that one particular tooth. So I'm just, it happened on Thursday. And so then it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm like, this is when it's supposed to happen. If dry socket happens, it's going to happen.
What's dry
now.
Socket?
It's when the blood clot that's supposed to form in the hole, a blood clot forms, and then that is the healing heals process.
Yep.
But with like, you know, if you can suck the blood clot out or do something wrong and it can dislodge, and then it just exposes bone and nerve, and apparently the pain. Right.
Dry socket is just an open
hole. It doesn't clog
hole in your mouth.
And they say the pain is like 11 out of 10. It's excruciating. Like I remember talking to the dentist, and he's like, you will know if you have dry socket. And then you need to go to the emergency room. And I was like, for fuck's sake. Mm. So yeah, I'm on day 8 now, so I'm past everything. And by next week I should be back to normal. But yeah, so I remember on the Monday following the Thursday, I still can't feel my lip.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is fucking annoying. Like I feel like I should get it back by now. And then when I went to, I was like, hey, it was supposed to be a phone call. And I was like, can I come into the dentist just so you can have a look, see how everything is? I can ask a few questions. I'm like, yeah, for sure. And then I asked about my lip and he's like, oh, well, we damaged the nerve pretty bad. So you're probably not going to feel your lip for another couple months.
Can you feel your lip still?
No.
Really?
No. So they're like, yeah, we bruised the nerve for sure. So it'll come back over the next couple months. But
that's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So that was.
It's only a lip.
Yeah, I can feel it, but it's just like.
Can you control it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I could bite it. I could bite it.
Can control it. He's been fucking talking. What a dumb question. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I could bite it quite hard and it wouldn't hurt, but like I can feel it. But it's like a
little
dull.
Numb.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, that was that whole fucking process. And I think I'm good now. I think I'm good.
Good.
I'm past infection. I'm past dry socket. Now I just got to wash my mouth out to make sure nothing ends up in the holes. That's not supposed to be in the holes.
Mine got infected. I didn't tell you that part.
And it got swelled up and red?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I tasted pus for a long time. That's what I said. I said it on the podcast, I'm sure. You've got to get used to the taste of pus. Because I did.
The tastes have been pretty bad. That was one of the things I wasn't... And because you can't brush your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
My mouth is just a rotten cesspool of...
Why can't you brush your tongue?
Well, because I couldn't get my tongue out. And I couldn't open my mouth wide enough to get the toothbrush back there to brush my tongue. Yeah.
This is the worst part of my morning is brushing my tongue. I hate it.
I have
in the shower. Like,
I have like a weird thing with brushing my tongue where I have to gag 3 times. I have to go, and then I'm good. Like,
and then you can clean it naturally?
No, no, I just can't stop brushing my teeth until I've gagged 3 times. Oh, I don't know why.
Gaggy man, gaggy man, gaggy man. You do it 3 times in the mirror.
So now you know
the giant gag reflex.
You know, sort of something? Like what like war veterans have gone through.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, we're one and the same.
Yeah,
I was shell shocked when I came out.
You were. You looked like you had had a bad time.
It was a pretty bad time. Yeah,
I had my AirPods in, listening to like who knows what something. Enya. Gay, probably. Yeah. And then
be nice and serene.
No, I've been really into Critical Role, which is a whole other thing, and I was watching Critical Role, and then I took my things out to to just sort of, because she came out and I thought she was going to talk to me, like he's ready. I took them out and I could just hear, and I was like, headphones right back in. I don't want to hear it. La, 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 la.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah, but it's fine.
Yeah. It's pretty rotten week. Pretty rotten week. I said when it first happened, like 3 days after, I remember saying, I know this sounds like I've had a pretty easy life, but this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
It's pretty bad. And it's all pain.
I still stand by that. It was the worst day of my life.
Yeah.
So far. It was, yeah. I don't get into a lot of accidents or break bones and stuff like that. So
when he came out, I was like, he's like going to pay. I was like, have we paid? Do I need to do anything? And he was like, I don't know. I also, I need to piss. And I was like, okay, well, why don't you go piss and you give me your card? And then I was like, oh, just quickly. I don't know any of the things, so tell me. And he goes, and then walked away. And the nurse looked at me and she was like, did you? And I was like, I don't know. And I tried.
I was also just freely saying my PIN number to everybody in the waiting
room.
Nobody could
understand you. Nobody could, because I was like, what? And you're like, I was like, okay, go and pee. I was trying to expedite the process, but it did not work.
When I went to pee, I remember being like, do I look in the mirror? I think I'm going to look in the mirror.
I've got a picture.
What the fuck?
Have you seen a picture of him straight after?
I sent you one in the car. I was like, thumbs up. That was probably one of the best parts of the, you know, after that I was like, it's done. And I felt nothing. And then I went back to pain. Pain on pain. Yeah. I mean, did that like waking up every 4 hours in the middle of the night to take more drugs.
Like intentionally sort of, or the pain woke you up?
No, I did it intentionally. I was like, I'm getting on top of this shit.
Because you didn't want to wake up with more pain.
Yeah.
I feel like I would have done the opposite.
Just kept the sleep?
I would have like slept, so at least I had 8 hours of nothing, and then I would have had half hour of like, ow.
But I remember people telling me that it's hard to get on top of the pain.
Oh, okay.
So like to keep up the meds.
Because I had mine in a hot, like I went to a, I was in a hospital and they did a, I was in a full gown, the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Go to sleep, scary metal slab, etc. When I came out, they gave me, I'm sure I had Panadeine Ford. It wasn't.
They used to. That's like people were saying you'll get this shit, and I'm like, and then he said we don't do that anymore.
Right.
So I'm insinuating that they used to.
Yeah. Yeah. It was awesome. I had all four done, so top and bottom was pretty rough. So that's the teeth section of the podcast.
Well, not yet.
Oh, I'm so sorry,
Ben.
Oh yeah, Ben.
Yeah, how was your dental appointment?
And Ben also went the same day.
If we do another traumatic dentist story, is that it's going to turn people off going forever. No
yeah,
one's
good.
Ever gonna
no
go
one should it. Go to the fucking dentist.
All right. No one should have their wisdom teeth out of the dentist. Go to the dentist.
So it's funny that we both went and both had, you know, like full on fucking.
Yeah?
Well, because after so long. So I went there and.
How long has it, what would it be?
How long has it been since I've been to the dentist? Well,
about
I went.
About a week now, but.
Yeah. Primary school was the time before
fucking
that.
Fucking Christ, so about 40 years.
Mm.
44.
And. So I went in there and I'm lying back and they're looking in there. They do some quick x-rays. They're like, okay, so how long has it been since you've been, within the last 2 years? I'm like, She's like, oh, okay, well, let's have a look then. And so they get in there and they start blasting the plaque off to get a better look. And they're like, it's a bit painful. And, you know, and then we go through that. And she's like, yeah, look, make sure that you have dental visits every couple of years because then the plaque won't be so sort of cemented in there and, you know, it's fine as far as levels, but it's just been there for a while. So it's sort of become
sticky.
Yeah. It's a little bit harder to get out. And other than that, all good. Not even a feeling.
That's so annoying.
I'm thinking about going back for the clean.
Mm. You should.
The clean can't nearly be as bad as the other.
No, the clean's actually nice. Like when you come in, like, ooh, wow.
You can
teeth.
Breathe through your front teeth, which really bothers me.
Yeah, I think I'm going to book that in for in a couple months.
I just like sandblast.
Wait for this all to heal.
Last time I went to the dentist to get a clean, she was poking around. She was like, huh, there looks like there's a small cavity in this tooth. Let's fix it. And then she gets that, like those hook thing, you know, that hook one. Yeah. And she starts hooking and my whole tooth crumbled.
Just went away.
She was like, I I'm just gonna, it looks like cavity. I was like, all right, just bring it out. And then she went, ting, ting, ting. I need da 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 right now. I need it right now. And I was like, okay. She's like, right now, we needed it immediately. The nurse like took off.
Oh my God.
And she was like, Aiden, it's gonna be okay. Your tooth has collapsed. And I was like, ah. And then found out it's like a weird genetic thing in my family. We have just,
old paper teeth, Aiden.
Weak teeth.
I remember.
It's like when fucking Thanos clicks his fingers in your teeth. Mr. Stark.
It was tick, tick.
The old two tap crumble.
Like a hollow tooth.
That Achilles
thing,
tooth.
That sharp metal pushy thing that they use. That was how they test the whether the anesthetic's working. And I remember they took it straight under the back gum and went, like move my whole head with this sharp bit of metal. Mm. And I was like, oh shit, this is going to be great. Like I can't feel fuck.
Yeah.
Like I saw how sharp that thing was and they're pushing it so hard in my head that it's like pushing me back into the chair. I was like, yeah, no, we're good. Get in there. Yeah.
The needle is longer than you expect as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's like in there.
Well, you
it's
said
like
that. You
long.
Said that. It was like,
it's long. It's
like a seesaw thing, like a meter and a half.
It was quite long.
The
yeah.
needle, not even the bit. It's just the fucking needle's long.
Yeah. And they do it a few
and
times.
And then it's so
like a jousting stick.
She put it in. Last time I had it, she put it in. Her knuckles were on my lips. So this whole fucking, I was like, where's the needle?
Is that in my tummy?
It's like, ah. It's like at the back, through the back of my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times. Good times all around.
We've all survived the dentist in one form or another.
Let's move on to something just a little bit brighter, a little bit funner, a little bit more positive.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I am usually.
Put on your laughing shoes, fuckheads, because it's time for...
I make you laugh. I'm here to fucking amuse you. What do you mean funny?
Bruce jokes.
Boom. Time for some Bruce jokes.
All right.
Bring us back to comedy.
All right, my Bruce hate is finished depending on how this next one starts.
Depending on how targeted these jokes are.
Is there a preamble?
No.
Oh, okay. No. So I'm back on board.
I'm back on board. No preamble.
There's no apology
straight
either,
to the point.
Who knows?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Academy Award winner Meryl Streep, who starred alongside Amy Adams in Julie and Julia.
Academy Award winner Meryl Streep, who starred alongside Amy McAdams in Julie and Julia, who?
Academy Award winner Meryl Streep, who starred alongside Amy Adams in Julie and Julia, who also starred alongside Stanley Tucci in Julie and Julia.
That's not bad.
That's so fucking long.
Yeah. I feel like I botched there.
Yeah. Look,
I haven't had a chance to read these ones yet. Ben, the chicken dance? It doesn't involve a single fucking chicken. I want to speak with the manager.
It does involve chickens. Mm. You literally be a chicken.
But you can't, you're not really a chicken though, are you?
Oh, fuck off. Like, that's a chicken. You're a chicken dance. Come on, Bruce. No words.
Aiden, don't cry over spilt milk, but also don't slip and roll your ankle over spilt milk. It's arguably worse.
Good advice.
Did you say bear with me? Sorry, my nan was attacked by a bear.
Shut up.
Last joke. Have you ever had mushroom ice cream?
No.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, that's stupid. Forget about it.
Shut the fuck up.
Bruce,
funny how? Let me funny like I'm a clown. I am usually.
Put on your laughing shoes, fuckheads, because it's time for.
I make you laugh. I'm here to fucking amuse you. What do you mean, funny?
Bruce jokes.
Yep. I took up a huge part of the podcast with the dentist story. When I looked over at the time, I was like, wee-wa.
Yeah, it was about 40 minutes.
Yeah, a really long time.
Yeah,
it was quite a while. It's like pulling fucking teeth.
That's how long I sat and waited for you.
Yeah, that's how long it should have taken. The whole procedure.
Yeah.
So I there was something that happened a few weeks ago that we never really spoke about. It's a funny story, but we were all involved, so I don't know how to deliver it like it's fresh. But we all went to a bar, like one that's quite close to us. We're like, let's go, let's have a few drinks.
Which we definitely should go to again.
Let's have a nice eve. And we went. You weren't actually there for that. You met us there, Ben.
Yeah, you met us there.
Oh, okay.
So we've only known each other like a
month. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So we get an Uber, and because there was four of us. Yeah. We had to get one of those maxi Ubers.
XL.
Yeah. So we guy.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because you can't sit in the front.
Oh, of it's an Uber. Illegal now. Exactly. Right. Okay.
So the guy comes and he's got one of those. It's not like a minivan or a.
It's a fake seven seater.
Yeah.
It's like a real fake seven seater
where the seat moves back and then people can get in the back. So Beck ends up going in the back and we all sit in the actual back seat. The three of us, me.
I got in from one side. The chair on the other side let Beck in. So at one stage, it was just Beck and I in the car. And I turned around to Beck and I was like, you're never getting out of here. Just as a joke, I said to her, you're never getting out of here, by the way. And we started laughing. And then everyone gets in.
It's important to note that the side, that the way Beck got in was the driver got out and did the thing.
Yes.
Because he knew how to do it.
And then she came back and sat on the passenger side.
Yeah, and she moved over to the other side. And then he closed it up and we got in. And he was like, was he Russian? What was he? And so we were stoned as well.
Yeah.
And we got to the place and the guy went down an alleyway that was a one way. And so there were people coming up behind us. And I was like, you can drop us off anywhere up here. We can walk it out.
Drop us off here. And he said, it's just there. It was good. You were like, just drop us off here, man. That's no big deal. Right? So we stopped because I told the Uber driver to stop.
If he kept going that way, he wasn't going to get to the bar. He thought that was left, but that was turning into like a Mel kind of area, like a pedestrian area that you can't drive through. So I was like, just drop us here. It'll be a shorter walk for us. But I thought he would pull into the car parks and he sort of stopped. And he was like, okay. And I was like, well, there's people behind us. So we just sort of rushed out.
Matt goes, get out quick. So I open the door and fling myself out of the fucking car.
A Jason Bourne.
Now, I don't know whether it was because everything was so fast or because I was a little bit stoned, but I did forget that my girlfriend was in the back of the car.
Yeah, very much so.
And you guys went at that side.
I got out instantly.
She was on my side, but she came in from the other side. So she's going, like getting herself ready to for me to turn around and move the chair so she can get out. And I just slammed the door shut behind me.
At the same time, the Uber driver's going, help the girl, help the girl.
Help the woman.
Help the woman. And I turn around, not knowing what's going on, turn around, Matt slams the door, and I see Mac in the background going, what the fuck?
She's in the car like, get me out. Nearly became a Russian bride.
So funny.
And I like walked away. I was like, all right, so we got Aiden. We got Bruce.
Good to go.
Where's Beck?
The driver had to get out, park the car, get out, open the thing. And Beck was like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
I feel like there's no worse person in the world to forget about as well.
No, God.
Beck really doesn't like being forgotten. I mean, as does everyone.
And the fact that I told her she's never getting out of the car was just the funniest fucking thing.
But also the fact that when you shut the door, she just sat there and was like, well, fuck, I guess this is it then.
It was so
mad. Didn't put the seat forward and over the, just like, well, it is what it is.
That was my point. Nobody knew how to do the seats. He did it. Because
I didn't
like,
even know that side could
and
open.
And you were thinking like, well, if I don't know how to do the seat, I guess I'll just slam the door in her face.
I assumed she was going to go out the other side.
So really, it's Bruce's fault for not opening his side.
I assumed the driver's going to get out and let her in out the side that she got in. Because that's just, I was stoned. That's what I remembered. And I just.
It was very flustering.
It was a weird experience.
It was so funny though. It's incredibly funny.
It was pretty damn good. It was pretty damn good. But yeah, we nearly lost her and we wouldn't have made any profit either.
No. He would have taken all the profits.
She had something else really, really funny the other day. That was such a Beck reference.
Yeah.
Such a Beck moment, like the teaspoon and that. And I wrote it down in my notes, what she actually said a while
Probably
ago.
Probably she's got 90 pages of dentist material.
I ripped the fucking things out.
Why would you do that?
Because when I'm done, I said, anyways, it wasn't a real note. It was just, I remember wrote it down.
She wrote
yo-yo? Yeah. No, she has a couple of friends at work and because they work online together.
Yeah.
And because it's Beck, she'll sometimes like, be like, oh, I'm working with Thingo again today. What can I say? Like, how can I open up the conversation? And I'm like, just say hello. It's like, no, I got to say something funny. And she's like, it's like every time, I can't remember the name of the guy, Steve. There's this guy called Steve that she works
Whoa.
With. I
thought it was a woman.
It is a woman.
Oh, is it?
No, it's not.
Stevie.
So she's like, Steve's on, I got to come up with something funny. And I was like, I got nothing. She's like, I'll come up with something. And I went and saw her like an hour into a shift. And I was like, how was your opening? She goes, I said, because they communicate on Skype, I opened up with, well, aren't you a sight for sore Skype?
Hey-o. Why shouldn't she say, aren't you a Skype for sore eyes? That's much better. Aren't you
a sight for sore Skype? No, she said, aren't you a sight for sore Skype?
Oh, Beck, it was so close.
Yeah, it was on the verge of being something great.
Even do the bad joke. It was a bad version of the bad joke.
Smooth transition.
I talk a lot because we're on online and I feel like if you don't talk, it's just the worst. So you'll get into a thing and, oh, okay, there's this woman. Her name is Bruna.
Bruna.
And she's from Brazil. And she's a mature age student. We're all mature age students because it's a postgraduate degree.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. But we're not all mature age students. You know, most of them are my age. Most of them are about 25. And then you've got some 40, 35 sort of year olds. And then there's some that have come straight out of their undergrad and they're like, oh my God, I'm so old. You're like, oh, how old are you? Like, I'm turning 21 next week. And you're like, you want to fucking knock them out. Anyway, Bruna is like this weird, bizarre, cold, obviously language barrier, but scientist. So she's very straight factual. And we were in a group and we were sort of chatting and I'm, you know, bubbly old me doing, you know, blah, laughing thingy. What do you reckon? Not sure. Okay, cool. And then in these breakout groups on whatever the fuck it's called.
Blackboard. Zoom.
Zoom, sometimes it's Zoom, sometimes something else. Mm. They'll say, all right, you've got 30 more seconds. And I didn't notice. And I was still making a point about whatever we were talking about. And then all of a sudden it was back, right? And we were gone back into the classroom. And everyone's mics are muted when you're back into the full classroom with everyone. Go. So Bruna said, like in the chat, oh, Aiden, you were making great points. Sorry, we didn't get to finish, right? Full stop. And I said, Bruna, ain't no thang chicken wang, right? Because I thought it would be funny. And her response was, you have a very interesting vocabulary in front of everyone. And I was like, oh, ha, ha, ha. And then the teacher was like, ain't no thang chicken wang. Aiden, do you want to elaborate? And I was like, I'd meet my mic. Not really. She's like, okay, moving on, statistics. And I was like, oh, fuck. Now I look like a fucking idiot.
How many chicken wangs does it take to blah, 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 blah?
Like, I thought people would understand, but nobody got behind me.
I would have been with you 100%.
Right, but I would have said something. Ain't I'd have been no like, 100%, thing. I know what you're talking about. And then I muted my mic again, but no one else.
Chicken wang?
Fucking Bruna.
Aiden, are you having a stroke right now?
Yeah, it sucks. Online learning sucks. It really does. Sometimes you get a breakout group and they're like, all right, you guys just discuss Matt, Aiden, and Ben. I just want you to discuss, like, you know, the meaning of blah, blah. And you're like, okay, cool. Let's talk about it. And when you get there, I'm the only one with my webcam on. Matt's got his microphone on, but not his webcam. And Ben's just got a black screen that says Ben.
Yep.
You're like, cool. You're like, Matt, do you have a webcam? You're like, yeah, but I don't want to turn it on. I'm like, okay. Do you want to talk about it? Have another reading. All right.
See you in 20 minutes, everyone.
Yeah, let's just, this is, how long is this one? 20, all right, I guess I'll just sort of scribble it down and hopefully she doesn't call in our group. Sounds like a plan, man. And then Ben leaves the group, Matt mutes his mic, and I'm just sitting there like, this is the fucking worst. This is just the worst.
I cannot imagine doing uni or school during COVID. I'm so glad I missed it last year.
Doing all this year.
Fucking nightmare.
It's a nightmare. It's even worse because after a toot, you like to grab your teacher, something I do anyway, and be like, please explain this bit because I didn't understand it and we didn't have time to go over it enough. Can you please explain it? Or at least let's discuss it and then you can send me an email with as many links as you can.
Yeah.
But in COVID, it's like, all right, guys, thanks for coming to the done. Like, oh, fuck. Then I got to send an email. Hey, I didn't understand X, Y, and Z. Or I think this is what that means, but who knows? Please, could you shed some light? 3 days later, they get back to your fucking email and the assignment's due tomorrow. So I've already started it. And if I'm wrong, I'm fucked. It's really, 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 oh, really, frustrating. It's really frustrating. And I don't get to meet new people, which I really like doing.
Mm.
Although I do have a class in person this semester one.
We're getting back to it, everybody.
Yeah.
Back to normal life.
Yep.
So, I feel like we should wrap up the podcast soon because it's been an interesting week, everybody. Obviously, I've done nothing. You've been at uni, and Ben's a big boy.
We've been playing a lot of games together.
It's been joyous, I suppose, would be the closest word that I can find a win there.
Ben and I played Ultimate Chicken Horse, which he didn't find as fun as I thought he did.
It was fun. Yeah, no, I enjoyed it. No,
he said fine.
I'm saying it was fun. You do all right.
Let's talk about some video game ideas in the show.
Only got one story.
Okay, oh, please.
All that's
please,
happened this week
please.
Is that I yelled at a man across the street.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I love how old was he?
I don't know.
Elderly?
Don't know. I got no idea. I don't know what he looked like.
Did you make him cry and put his stuff down?
So it was from my bedroom upstairs.
Right.
I faced to the street.
Yeah.
But there's a tree that grows up in front of my window.
Okay.
Then on the other side of the street, someone had put out hard rubbish.
Sure.
It was 12:30 in the morning.
Okay.
I'm lying in bed.
Right.
Dog is there.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear like clank bang. I'm like, sounds too far away to be at our driveway or something. Maybe someone's stealing my car. I don't know. I'm lying there for a minute. I'm like, who gives a shit? Because I got the window open because it's always warm in that room. And I hear the dog go. I'm like, is it really that close? No, it's not. Is it? And so I get up and look out the window.
Shug's never wrong.
And I see a torch across the road. I'm like, what are they doing? They don't look like they're breaking into anything because they're just kind of aimlessly looking around.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, they're going through the hard rubbish and they've snuck out so that they can not be embarrassed or something about going through trash.
Because you're not supposed to go through hard rubbish, are you?
It's hard rubbish. Who cares? Like, if no you one want cares, it.
But isn't that the, you're not supposed to take
it's trash. I feel like once it's on the nature strip, it's.
Oh, no, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're...
I don't think that's a rule.
At least in the council I live in, you're not allowed.
Why?
I don't know.
Weird.
I just know that people with... Because my fucking people with trailers come past and like collect shit. And I've seen a couple of those people get no-no-no'd.
Whatever.
Nerds. I mean, realistically, whichever policeman's fucking pulling you over has nothing to do with
prison state. So I could hear the like clanking and banging, like, oh, okay, it's just going hard through rubbish. Hard rubbish. It's fine. And I'm like listening. It's got like another 3 minutes or something, which at 12:30, it's like, all right already.
Just fucking.
And it's just like clanking and moving. It's not the same thing. It's not like packing something up or moving something or chucking something in a trailer. It's just like
really just looking,
sifting
just
through.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you don't know what you're coming to get, don't fucking bring your torch out at 12:30.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking out there. I'm looking through the blinds. I'm like, all right. And he's just kind of meandering around. I can see the torchlight going through there. I'm like, just... Fucking and the window's open. So I just sort of like the Venetian vertical blinds, the horizontal blinds. So I just like part them apart. Just put my lips right up to the blind and go,
stop looking through trash in the middle of the night. Go fucking home.
And the torch goes...
Yeah, that's great. Fuck that
that's
person.
Brilliant.
Hey, it's Matty from GMAT, and don't forget that if you enjoyed this week's episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show available exclusively to our Patreon supporters over at patreon.com/therealGMAT. The podcast post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the regular podcast where we wrap up the show and discuss everything we didn't have time for. Don't forget to rate this podcast on your podcast app of choice and share it with all of your friends.